This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Somewhere out there, there's visions of a pants-splitting Barry Laminack spinning on cardboard.
I totally forgot about that. Yeah. And his parachute pants that his grandma made. Ah, it's the old classic story.
All right, so a little while back, we were talking about would you, with the celebrity of your highest liking, in exchange for a 90% chance you get the coronavirus. Clarence has been holding. He wants to get in on that. Clarence, after a little bit of a lull in the activity with the suspects, you're back 2 days in a row. We appreciate you, bud. What's going on?
What's going on, guys?
What's up,
homie? First off, the last subject that y'all were talking about, Joel, I would have to disagree with you. They don't want those groupie problems. They're not about to pocket that money. You paying a whore to leave. So you're going to use all that money to do what you have to do and win this competition instead of having groupie problems through all over you.
Here's the thing, Clarence. Fair point. They don't want the problems, but they still want the groupie. So let's be clear about that. So I see your point, but also understand they have already to this point done enough to avoid the problems and still cashed in on the benefits.
Right, right. Now, as far as risking it all, I'm sorry, Joel. I'm with Barry on this one. If Selma Hayek called me, said, "Hey, man, 90% chance you're going to get it. I'm going to be over there. No protection, no nothing. And if worse comes to worse, all I know is I'm leaving a note to whoever does my funeral to tell them to say, worth it. The last words are saying.
Clarence is all about the raw dog and showing him showing her his Florida Lee and just going for it and saying, I'll call it a career.
That's all Clarence would want on his headstone. At his gravesite, worth it. That's great.
Talk about going out on top.
Worth it.
That's funny.
Good to hear from you. Appreciate the call, Clarence. Be safe, brother. Buddy. Yeah, talk about going out on top, I guess, amongst other positions.
I see what you did there. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, so all right, good to hear from Clarence. If you guys want to chime in, we'd always love to hear from you, other suspects. 713-780-3776 as we roll through a bunch of stuff. By the way, this Jeff Lowe guy, who I said is another guy that during Tiger King, the guy that ended up, I don't know if he would you say swindling Joe Exotic out of the zoo?
Yes. I would say swindle would be a good word.
So they're still in the middle of a bunch of stuff, evidently. So he's trying to smear Joe Exotic's name. Now he says that he has uncovered Tiger sex tapes involving Joe Exotic.
Oh, no. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Now, you mean two Tigers having sex and Joe's directing it?
Mm-mm.
Wait a minute.
No.
You mean Joe is banging it out with a Tiger?
Yeah, he says... What? Okay, so here's how it goes. So they said that they're in the middle of a lot of stuff. Jeff Lowe now claims he found footage of Joe Exotic and his husband having sex with the real thing.
No.
The zookeeper dropped the bizarre bombshell Wednesday during a wild Ask Me Anything question and answer session on Reddit. During the lengthy session, one Redditor posed the question, "Hey, Jeff, I was wondering if anything, was there weird stuff you haven't found out about Joe Exotic since he's been incarcerated randomly around the park?" He didn't hesitate to answer. He said, "I think the weirdest thing we found was a flash drive of Joe and his ex-husband, and they were having sexual relations with animals in the park."
Now, okay, there's two trains of thought that I have on this. One is they were having sex with, meaning they were in the tiger cage banging it out while the tiger's like, "You know, I could eat both of you guys right now," and not in a good way. Like, I could Or there's the alternative, which is the husband's like holding the head while, and the two of them are making a wobbly H with a tiger. Now, that's a whole different thing. And I don't know if I believe that, Joe, because I don't know a lot of Tigers, but I'm pretty sure if you tried to do sexual things with a Tiger, they're not just going to let you.
I would think not, right? That's a big, big animal that can do a lot of damage.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about anything that belongs to Joe Exotic with tattoos and otherwise. Yeah, I would agree with you on that. But again, let's not also forget he was big on tranquilizing these Tigers and subduing them to some point.
Oh, now he's the Harvey Weinstein of the Tiger community.
Well, I'm just saying, right? Because that
was out here, Bill Cosby and the Tigers.
Those were other accusations we've covered on this show.
Wow. Well, we knew that he used tranquilizers and stuff. But if you tranquilize a tiger and then you have sex with it, I don't know if I'm mad at you or maybe like a little proud. Not proud. Proud's not the right word. Maybe in awe. Yeah. I'm in awe that you would go to those lengths. I wonder why you would do that. Is it because you just like, you know what? I am the Tiger King. I am the king of all tigers. And if I want to have sex with this tiger, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
And no Here, one can stop me.
I'm going to leave you with this on the Tiger King subject, okay? There's also someone that was on Reddit that's also on Twitter who posed the question to Lo during the Reddit, and he was trying to downplay this, but he said, hear me out. He thinks Jeff Lo is actually Carol Baskin's first husband. So he and Joe Exotic kill Don. They're all still chummy. Carol pays them the money she inherits, or at least a portion of it. Years later, Jeff then frames Joe Exotic for Carol. Both get away from any of the murder issues. They cover up years of coercing. They take down all the Tiger Kings and build the world's biggest attraction in popularity.
Tell Alex Jones that no one wants to hear his theories. That's too far out there, even for me. If you're going to tell me Joe Exotic had sex with a tiger, I'm listening.
I'm pretty sure that's more unbelievable than
the Tiger King having sex with a tiger.
Yeah, and he's still Joe Exotic's in talks to again cash in from all this popularity. Now the latest is he's reportedly in talks to host his own radio show from prison.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
That doesn't. I wonder if when he does it with his husbands, if they do it tiger style.
Oh my God.
All right. I'll be over here if you need me.
Yeah, please stay there.
Thank you.
And he's
three more shows. Try the veal. Good night.
One of his pink sequined blouses or shirts is going for $650 on eBay.
All right. Who's the dumbass that's paying for that?
I don't know, but there's somebody out there for everything, isn't there?
That is so dumb.
And probably so true.
Let's pay an exorbitant amount of money for this murder for hire felon. That's not smart. It's not smart at all. I don't like this dude anymore. So I'm not team Joe Exotic. He's a bad person from everything, especially now if he's out here sexing up tigers. If you're out here Bill Cosby and a tiger, I don't know which is worse, shooting a horse for no reason or raping a tiger. Which one? Which one's worse?
I mean, at least the tiger still lives in the second scenario, but still
neither
one of
them are
good.
But now he has to live with the guilt and the shame, knowing that Joe Exotic was inside.
Either way, you're taking a shot, right?
I mean, that tiger's walking around the cage and all the other tigers are like, look, there he goes. Joe Exotic had that. You don't want that, bro. Joe Exotic was all inside that. That's not good. You don't want that shame. You don't live with that.
I'm done with that. That's about all I'll say about that one.
You don't want that shame as a tiger. I don't know. Anybody that's now still a fan of this guy, though, in all honesty, I don't get it. How can you be a fan of this dude when we know all of the awful things that he's done?
I would say
stop playing his music, Aaron.
Of the whole show,
he's gonna get paid off of it.
Because no one should be a fan of Jeff Lo. no one should be a fan of Carole Baskin.
Nope.
I think Doc is the only guy, if you know, that comes out of
this. Oh, the former crackhead?
Doc that's got the harem of women, but he says, look, I'm not married. I can do whatever I want. They all got their own separate houses.
No.
So do I.
No. He's brainwashing those women. He's like the Bhagwan of tigers. No. Doc's a horrible person, too. Enslaving those women and making them have sex with him? No. Who's the fellow that got his arm bit off? That's the one you cheer for. Or the guy with no legs. That's
Saf.
The one you cheer for. Yeah.
Saf is the
Saf?
Guy.
I'm Team Saf. Or I'm Team Dude with No Legs.
Saf is the guy that...
Yes.
Yeah.
But the rest of these cats...
His
no,
arm
no
bit
pun
off.
Intended. I'm not... I don't like any of these folks anymore. They're all awful people. I'm out on all these folks.
You were in for a while, now you're
Yeah,
out.
I was, till he found... Well, yeah, because you're friends with somebody until you learn their true nature. Then you're like, nope, I don't like this person anymore. I don't want to be their friend. Well, I don't want to be a fan of Joe Exotic anymore. How about that?
Well, you've said it, and now so it be done. You are done with the Texans, and you're done with Joe Exotic.
That's right.
All right, it's been duly notated. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Boy, I'll tell you what, our good friend Jong out there responding to someone and said... Basically, in sports, what was the most devastating game you ever watched? Unfortunately, he put up highlights of that Stockton shot against the
Oof.
Rockets.
Oof.
I still have nightmares about that one. I still see Karl Malone setting a moving screen, and that's painful to watch.
Yeah, it is. He hopped on the Twitch feed last night. Jong was in there making fun of me. It was fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Him and Michael Carroll are the reason I'm on Twitch to begin with. So, yeah, he hopped on last night.
Well, there you go. Well, you guys make sure you catch Barry tonight. Whether not the Twitch feed, but check the YouTube channel out as he and our good friend Nick Sciarra are going to sit down for an hour or so and chop it up. So that ought to be good and entertaining fun. But we've still got plenty more of the show to go as well. We got 45 minutes to go between now and 4 o'clock when we turn over to the Blitz. Stay put. Much more coming up. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank, Barry Laminack, and Nick Sciarra.
Back rolling through the final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on an FBI Friday in the Big City. Our comedian of the week. I think we still owe you one. We'll get that.
Damn it!
We owe you one last clip of our comedian of the week, our man Tim Williams.
Do it!
Sure, go ahead. Here's our last clip from Tim Williams, our comedian of the week.
Hi, a little bit about myself. I stopped using Facebook recently for the same reason I stopped smoking weed, because my parents started doing it. It's not so cool anymore. Only thing I miss about Facebook is all the InfoWars articles my uncle used to post all the time. Cap City, I don't know how many InfoWars articles you're watching per week, but it's not enough. My favorite part of every video is at the end, Alex Jones has a personalized ad where he's trying to sell you stuff from the InfoWars store in a very Alex Jonesy sales pitch. Everyone starts exactly the same.
Alex Jones here. Are you worried about the corrupting role of Zionism on American foreign policy? But are also in need of drywall and sheetrock expertise? Give the team a call down to Hate in Your Heart Home Repair. Alex Jones here. If you're anything like me, the hardest part about coming to the office on Monday is that you screamed yourself hoarse at the Planned Parenthood on Sunday. Well, has InfoWars got you covered with the Patriot Lozenge? Puff a Patriot Lozenge in that hate hole.
There you go. Final clip of Tim Williams at Tim Williams Comedy. If you want to follow him, Barry gave you the backstory. We had three clips. If you missed any of that or any portion of the show to this point, ESPN975.com. You can click on the show tab for the suspects at the top of the page. Menu comes down. You can click on the hours you missed. Then while you're back on the front page, download the app. It takes care of everything. You never miss another ESPN show.
Hate hole is a great phrase. That is just a great, funny phrase to use on stage. Put a freedom lozenge in your hate hole. That's mm-hmm. top-notch stuff right there.
Yes, it is. Good stuff. Tim is a funny guy. You are too, Barry. Just make sure I throw that in. Now, Barry, here's the thing.
Do we go together?
No, it's you and okay. Nick. Right. I have matter of fact, I'll be in on live chat tonight because I want the intimate details of how far you actually went with Nick before you guys broke up.
You're worried we're going to talk about you, aren't you?
No, I'm not worried about you talking about me. I'm worried about like how much you guys actually did when you were dating. It bothers me. Because the breakup could have ill effects on the show.
Oh, okay. Well, that probably won't come up, but all right.
Okay. So here's a thing that I was thinking about. Now, you remember back that we mentioned Jong. Remember when Jong was our pseudo PD, right?
Yes.
Occasionally, because of our ESPN affiliation, when there were 30 for 30s coming up, or there were other series and things, you would get the ability to screen them. I remember seeing the Phi Slamma Jamma U of H one. So I heard Mike Greenberg the other morning talking about the fact he's seen the first two episodes of The Last Dance, the series coming up starting Sunday on ESPN, right? You with me?
So far, yes.
Okay, so here's where I'm going with this. There are prop bets out now for The Last Dance. Prop bets that address topics like, one, will it win an Emmy Award? Okay, not important. But when it starts getting into, will Michael Jordan cry? Will LeBron James be seen? Will Kobe Bryant be seen? Will gambling be said? Will Space Jam be said or clips shown? Will Sirius, the song that leads into the Alan Parsons Project that the Bulls use for the intros that we talked about, will that be played? Will an Air Jordan logo be seen, and will it be seen before 10 minutes, after 10 minutes? Bro, if we got one of those screening copies, do you know how much money we could make?
Yeah. That I didn't realize that – I didn't even know that we got those, to be honest with you. I know we could get – if they had a subject, you could get what's it called? You could get they would come on the show and do the interview, but I didn't know
we could get a copy of it
ahead of time. But yeah.
Yeah, I watched the Phi Slamma Jamma one, and Jong actually had sent me the email, so I was actually able to watch it before it aired. And then, earlier this week, I mentioned to you that Mike Greenberg, who covered the Bulls back in that day when he was getting started in the business in Chicago, had said, look, I've seen the first two episodes. They're absolutely fantastic. And that led me to believe, again, hey, if they did this screening for their certain people that they want, because, of course, they want radio guys to talk about it. They want TV people to interview people from, that were involved in the production. I'm like, bro, you could cash in on this.
Now, to be fair, with stuff like that, with prop bets like that, they usually put a $400 or $500 cap on every bet. Now, it's still a lot
really?
Of money, but you couldn't,
still, yeah,
you couldn't
still
mortgage your house
in.
To say, hey, I know there's going to be an Air Jordan logo on there.
Right, but there's also a telltale sign that you know something. If all of a sudden, the casinos or where, however you're placing mm-hmm. your bets suddenly sees this massive bet on one way or the other. So obviously, strategically, you do it, and maybe you have a few friends that actually place other bets. But for the most part, you can make some coin off of this.
It is interesting. You wonder if they didn't think about it though, right? Like if they're like, either they don't know or they just were like, not enough people that get access to it are gonna do that, maybe.
Boy, I don't know, man, because you know what? They're hard up to get anybody to gamble on anything right now. We talked about the fact that they're placing lines on Russian soccer games and crazy, you know, wherever there's some sports still being played. So you know that they're all over this because we've talked about the fact ratings are going to be go through the roof for this on Sunday night and for every time this airs.
But yeah, people are dying for this.
So double positive. No, I see what you did there. Double positive, what? Though. Well, I mean, with the virus, so people, you know, they're dying. Oh, okay.
No, that's not.
Bottom line is double positive for them. They're capitalizing on something that's going to take the nation by storm, and everybody's still clamoring to make bets, so they're going to capitalize on that. But I don't think that they thought about enough, and they probably know sports. I don't think that they know how production and television works and sports promotion.
Nope, I would agree with that. But I think somebody would know. Surely somebody that puts all these bets together knows that that this exists, right?
I would think that, especially between now and Sunday, I would say if they pull some of the lines too, or you know, if there is someone out there, you would think someone's going to tell something to somebody where they go, you know what? Before the show even airs, we're pulling this prop bet or we're pulling that. Because I can understand if you think it's going to win an Emmy or not. But when it's legitimately stuff that you – bottom, there's no doubt in my mind – an Air Jordan logo will be seen. There's no doubt in my mind Jordan's shot in the 82 NCAA championship game is going to be shown.
Yeah.
So
– No, I mean, it would be weird if it wasn't, right? Especially the Jordan logo. How do you not? That seems like – the easiest prop bet. I would love to know what the odds are on that because I would take that
bet. I got it. I had them.
What is it?
I had them. Let me see for you. You wanted the –
While you're looking, Chris Davis said, Barry, what would your speed rating be on MLB The Show? Because I was making fun of Maldonado being a 6. It'd probably be about an 18.
Okay. So Air Jordan logo will be seen before 10 minutes, plus 150. After 10 minutes, minus 200. And will Jordan's game-winning national championship shot be shown? Yes, minus 300. No, plus 200. Doesn't even have a time or it's not pinpointed a little bit. I'm going to go yes. It's a minus 300, but I'm going to go yes, slam dunk, no pun intended, sometime during the first – regardless, during the whole thing, it's going to be shown.
I would take the prior to 10 minutes for sure. Now,
the Jordan logo?
On the logo. I would take the prior to 10 minutes as, I mean, no-brainer at plus 150. Because if they show a highlight or they show him wearing anything or whatever it is, there's going to be a logo somewhere in there. Has to be. How could it not, right?
But here's the other thing. They also have – you can bet on who's the first person to be shown. Phil Jackson, Scottie Pippen.
Huh, you know, it'll be Jordan.
Well, it says we all assume MJ will be the first person shown, so who's next? And those are the bets.
Oh, who's the second person
Dude,
shown?
Dude, here's the other thing. You got – people talk in the production business. If you were in on the production, those guys could cash in too.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that. But, yeah, if you were the editor –
I was going to say, if you're one of the
editors,
fire
off $1 million on the logo bet, you're going to make
money. Bro, you feel like they lowballed you on this? I got you covered. Just make sure you tell me, you know, time it out or figure it out. What, did you see this? Did you see that? Okay, gotcha. Let's go to the casino.
Now, I will say that he was on Golic and Wingo. Jordan was on Golic and Wingo, and he talked about how before that shot in the national championship, everybody called him Mike Jordan.
Yeah, I saw
After he hit it, he became Michael Jordan.
Right,
I'm willing
to
bet that puts me on another level of they're showing that shot.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I said the same thing. It was all they did was ESPN and Golic and Wingo got the full interview that Robin Roberts did on Good Morning America. And that's exactly what I was thinking too, Aaron. I saw the interview and I'm like, there's no way they're not showing that shot and his UNC time and all that other stuff. Absolutely. I could not agree more. And like I said, Barry, if you're on the production team,
cheating my ass off.
Jordan's a massive gambler. He'd probably go, "Well done, bro." They're not going to worry about it. So,
no.
just thought I'd throw it out there. All right, I'm going to throw this out at you too. Apollo Men's Health is still in business, and they are running. And they are running for you. That means that if you're spending time at home with your family, and you realize the get up and go has got up and went, you don't have the energy you once had, whether it be with your kids or trying to work out, or hanging out with your family, or maybe in the bedroom, they can help you with every step of the way. They have testosterone therapy for you, and they are going to walk you through the process. But they're going to treat you like a family member. The minute you walk in the door, they're going to offer you beverages. Do you want to sit in the lobby? Do you want to sit in a waiting room? Or do you want to sit in an exam room? They're going to make sure you have privacy, and everything is, and every attention to detail moment is taken care of for you, because they do it all to make sure that you are in better health. Apollo Men's Health offers cutting-edge pellet testosterone therapy as well. It reduces your weekly visits in times like this with the coronavirus, but still maintains your overall wellness and still in a more convenient way gives you the energy you need. They also offer body composition analysis, HGH peptide therapy. Everything they do increases your overall quality of life, because let's be honest, people, your health is your wealth. Invest in yourself. Give them a call right now, 832-664-9966, or go to their website, apollomh.com. You can book your first appointment. Most major insurance accepted, and discounts for military personnel and first responders. Check them out, Apollo Men's Health.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final 30 minutes or less of the show as we take you till 4 and then hand it off to the Blitz. It'll take you till 7 on an FEF Friday. Had lots of fun and games on today's show already as we get into the final couple of segments. We were talking about the old Jordan series coming up, The Last Dance. Did you guys see this? Jordan's house, when he was played for the Bulls, went up for sale in 2012 at an asking price of $29 million. It's still on the market and has been lowered to $15 million, and it's still sitting there, bro.
How much did it start off at again?
29
to 15.
Yes.
Whoo, boy, that's a huge chunk of change to lose. I wonder how much of that is just the equity that he had in there, where he's like, well, if I get my $15 million back, I'm not worried about the equity, because maybe at the time that he put it on the market, that was the market value. Plus some, because he's Michael Jordan, so he thinks that it carries a premium, which it does. Who wouldn't want to live where Jordan lived?
Bro, it's only three bedrooms and two bathrooms short of your house.
Okay. Now, I was like, it's a three-bedroom house?
Bro.
You're to tell me? Shut up.
19 bedrooms. 19. Okay?
Damn.
Nine bedrooms, 19 bathrooms. Okay. My bad. Okay, wait. Nineteen bathrooms.
There's no way. Are you sure you're reading that right? Is it one bathroom and nine half baths, baby?
Bro, right out of Sports Illustrated, the 9-bedroom, 19-bathroom mansion was first listed in February of 2012 for $29 million.
Had a weak bladder.
Jordan tried to sell the house at auction November 2013. Nobody bid the minimum of $13 million. So you could have had it for a discount then. Then they dropped the asking price to $21 million to $16 million. 6.5 years later, it's now up for sale and it's at $14.9 million. Because you know it's too hard to swallow at $15 million. That's why they priced it at $14.9 million.
Well, yeah, because so this is gonna be like super nerdy and you don't care, but. You know, back in the day, I was a real estate agent for a minute.
the 10,000 jobs of Barry Laminack.
Okay. And one of the tricks for pricing your home is, let's say you have a home worth $200,000 that you want to sell for $200,000. Well, when people search for houses, they search for $150,000 to, or let's say you have a home that you want to sell for $220,000. That's what it appraises for. when people search for homes, they search for 150 to 200 or 200 to 250 or whatever. And if you lower it to that 200 range or get into a 199, then it's like you increase the amount of people that might be interested in your home. So doing it at 14.9 instead of 5, people may say, show me all the homes under 15 million.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to get more people to possibly view the home. I don't know if that's the case in a house like that, but it's for some reason that is a tried and true marketing thing. If you think about it, if you buy something for $10.99, the only thing that you think about is the $10. You don't think about the 99 cents. So you think, I paid about $10 for it. So somebody looks at that and thinks that they're getting a better deal because they're paying $14.99 and not $15.
So when it was up for auction in 2013, they did a MTV crib style video that showed everything from the big gate at the front with the 23 on it to all the different amenities of the house. I'm going to retweet this at the end. Okay. They even had a host like a Carson Daly that's going to walk you through the place. It sits on 7 acres. The living self itself, just the house now, the living space, 56,000 square feet.
Dang.
Here is the answer to your question. It has 9 full bedrooms, a whopping 19 bathrooms, in which 15 are full bathrooms, 4 are half bath.
There's no reason to have 19 bathrooms. Who's, like I said, how small is your bladder that you need a bathroom at every turn of the house? Like, oh, got to pee right there, done. Like, that's just.
The video, bro, is sick.
Oh, I bet it's insane.
Now, the front outside architecture is dated. It's got kind of like those, what do they call that? The windows, the cube windows that are kind of like blurry.
Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know what those are called.
It's a whole wall of those at the front of the house, around the doors. But, okay, 19 bathrooms. Amenities include a full-size basketball court, and it is, like, ridiculously big.
Well, putting, it has to be. It's Jordan.
A putting green, a cigar lounge.
Okay.
Everything that MJ wanted. And then they just go room by room. Woo, it is badass.
I mean, if it wasn't, I would be severely disappointed in Michael Jordan. Really, think about that. If he had a 9-bedroom, 3-bathroom, I'd be like, 3? Now 19 is a little excessive, but yeah, if he had 9 and 12 or something like that, you always want to have a few more baths than you do bedrooms, if you can. If you can, that would be that. But wow, 19. It would if they did cribs. You would have to do it in as a 3-part episode. Part one would be all of the amenities. Part two would be the bathrooms, and then part three would be the rest of the house.
Right.
That's no, wild.
Seriously, and literally, people would be glued to their screens because when you see this place, I just retweeted it at Pac-Man Joel, so you can see there's a video down towards the middle where they do the actual hype video that they did before the auction. I mean, if you got money to spare. Just for the fact that you can say you owned MJ's house during the heyday of the Bulls, and you can get it for basically half price, I don't know how you don't consider that. Just the real estate and everything that goes with it. I mean, look, think about this now. Because someday you can make it into a museum. Prince.
Oh, yeah.
What Prince did, what they did with the studios in Minneapolis. His house was attached to his studio. Now it's the Prince Museum.
Yep.
People are going to pay to see how Michael was living when he was playing for the Bulls.
Of course. You would. I know you would.
Paisley Park is what it's called in Minneapolis. And people line up to go see where Prince lived and the studios where he recorded all these different things. I think the same will happen with MJ. Absolutely. No doubt about it in my mind.
The real D Green had a point. He's like, man, I bet 13 of those bathrooms don't have toilet paper. Could you imagine having to buy your toilet paper bill would be to keep 19 bathrooms stocked, especially right now in this pandemic?
Yep.
You'd have to go to the black market. You'd have to be buying black market toilet paper just to keep that thing stocked.
Was that racial?
No. I don't believe so.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I guess it could be.
No, you're right, but here's the other thing. How about cleaning it?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
One cleaning lady ain't getting that done for you. Sorry.
No, you got to have a staff.
Bathrooms.
A whole crew.
And, yeah, and then it's like, what's worse? The rooms that are high traffic, kitchen, living room, whatever. But how about the rooms that just sit there idle and collect dust and do all that stuff where they got
to like my workout room.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. You know that you don't go – if you have 9 rooms and 19 bathrooms, you're not going in every room in the house. You might
go
to the cigar room. You might go to the man cave or your media room or whatever
right,
it is.
Right, right.
To watch games. You're going to play on the basketball court, kitchen, bedroom, maybe the office. That's it.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm sure he has like a game room and then a media room and then – but you're not using all that. It's like a formal living room. Nobody spends time in their formal living room. Nobody. It's a waste of space in a house.
Nobody uses the dining room unless you have company over.
Nope. Once a year, we might use our dining room. And you know, I'll be honest with you, I don't think we've had dinner in our dining room. We've been at this house 5 years. I think we've used it once in 5 years. That's not even an exaggeration.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
You don't use it.
I totally agree with you. So, yeah, I mean.
Well, sorry he's going to go broke selling it for 15 mil.
Dude, with what he's – just the residuals from Brand Jordan every year and everything that he's collecting from that. Let alone being the owner of an NBA team and all these other – he ain't worried about all that.
Mm-mm. No, he ain't fading that.
Nope. Matter of fact, he could probably pay for it if, like I said, you know, he might be post-mortem. But he could set that bad boy up, put all of his memorabilia in that thing at the end, and just make it into a museum. And I guarantee you when people visit the city of Chicago, one of the must-sees before they get out of town, got to go see the Jordan Museum. Got to go see the house.
Yep.
There you have it. All right, we got one segment to go on the show. We're going to put a bow on it next. Turn it over to the Blitz. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Just need to fly. Just one
day if I could be that way. Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank, Barry Laminack, and Nick Sciarra.
Before we go for the weekend, just a few other bits and pieces. We covered a bunch of stuff today. We covered baseball, basketball, and football. University of North Carolina's Cole Anthony leaving after one season. He's entered his name in the NBA draft. Also, a second high school player has now decommitted and is going to try the G League. So we're on to something here, Barry. It looks like the G League is going to start capitalizing on all the young talent that normally goes overseas if they're going to skip the one-and-done college experience. And maybe, you know, it'll bring more excitement, more marketing, and more revenue to the G League, because I see that two of the high school kids are going to play together on a team. That ought to be interesting to see grown-ass men take on high school kids. Then you get an early indication of just how good they are before.
Yep.
Also from the NBA, after paying their players, and you and I talked about this, full salaries to this point, they have agreed to a plan that will withhold 25% of each player's paychecks beginning May 15th. So they're going to receive their full paychecks on May 1st. Then, as it would enter, it would be playoff time anyway. But May 15th, they're going to start giving up 25%. Is going to be withheld.
Why? What do you mean, like withheld for what?
Because
like just not getting paid their full salary because there's no games.
It's a way for a gradual reduction in player salaries should the force majeure provision in the collective bargaining agreement be enacted with the cancellation of the regular season. Plan would serve as something of an escrow account that would return money to the players should all the remaining regular season games be played in a resumption of the season. Otherwise, teams would keep a percentage of the money based on the cancellation of games.
Oh, man. How heartbreaking for all these rich folks that their salary is going to be reduced by 25%. I don't know. It's just crazy to me that they're getting paid and they're not playing. It's amazing.
And major, you know, baseball is too. They're not getting paid what they were supposed to be, but they're still getting paid.
Well, I'll ask you this because I know you know people there. Are the people that work the front office at the Rockets still getting a check?
For now, they are. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's all I want to know. When they stop, if they keep paying the players and they stop paying people that work the front office, then I have a problem.
But let me tell you something. The other thing that you get, you know, with the people in that front office is they're reading those Tillman stories a lot closer than we are. Because they are just scared to death that it's only a matter of time before they're going to get hit hard too.
Yep.
So,
for sure.
You know, that's not a very fun position to be in, so I feel for them.
Robert and Tomball texted. We were talking about Jordan and his house being – how many square feet did you say it was?
56,000, something like that.
56,000 square feet, nine bedrooms, 19 bathrooms, and Robert and Tomball said, yeah, but how many of those bathrooms do you think had a coffee station in them? All right.
Fantastic. That is outstanding.
You know what, Robert? You're blocked. You are blocked.
Join the club, Robert.
Text the show again.
I don't know what you're talking about either on Twitter because I'm following you.
Yeah, you finally added me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Ah, you're such a liar. I can literally, Joel, you realize that I get a notification.
Yes, I do.
That says, Joel Blank followed you?
Because I didn't know I wasn't following
you. With a time
stamp. I'm still getting all your tweets. Does it? Maybe when you blocked me, I got pissed off and I just decided, okay, two can play that game.
No, that would so be unlike you, Joel.
Right,
that's not
exactly.
Like you at all.
Well, it is now.
Oh, that's good times. You got big plans? You're going to go out and do a lot of stuff, hang out with people, and just kidding.
No. I just realized this is the things that I deal with during the pandemic. At one point, I had to let Lisa know during a segment that the FedEx guy was going to knock on the door. The baby was sleeping, whatever. And I look up the walk, and the dude is bringing this big box. And I'm like, what the hell is that? I understand she orders shoes and stuff, but we don't – what is she ordering? So during the break, I said, what is that? She goes, whoa, babe, you know that you know I can't go to my Pure Bar class anymore because of
what?
The corona. I go,
what the hell is Pure Bar?
It's like a butt class. All they do is work on like butt squats and you
it's
know,
like
butt.
They do butt stuff. Okay.
It's like a ballet or like that really formal type of dancing class for aerobics.
How do you know this, Aaron?
My wife does
how
it.
Do you know this?
My wife does it.
Yeah, his wife does it. My wife does it too, I guess. You know, she goes right.
Well, my wife obviously doesn't care. So, great.
But she's on the front line, so we'll let it pass. So I go, okay, so what's the box? Well, I can't go to my Pure Bar class anymore, so I got one of these portable bars so I can do the class at home. A portable what? I go, just hang on to the back of the recliner.
God, you might as well be my dad, Joel. And that's not a dad joke or age joke, cuz that is the exact thing that my dad would say. He would tell my mom he would be like, "Why do you got to buy a purse? Just get you a grocery sack." I mean, this was back when they had brown paper bags at the grocery store. "Just put all your stuff in that if you need to carry your stuff around. What are you doing, woman?"
Purse is a little different than a Pure Bar portable bar.
But I'm just saying that was his thought process, and that's what you sounded like. Just use the back of the couch.
See, you and Nora aren't opposed to going out and splurging on things. So you probably would be okay with this Pure Bar, Aaron. I don't know how you feel about if your wife got one of these Pure Bars, but simply if you're just doing this for a workout, there's ways to. You could use a dining room chair. We just admitted, Barry, in the last segment, you don't use your dining room but once a year, so use one of the chairs and hang on to that.
Well, I think the question becomes how interested are you in her having a nice tush?
Because
if you're invested in that, then you should be willing to. I'd get her three. I'd line a
that
whole.
Area
I'd
is
make
one
a whole
of her
butt
greatest
room.
Assets,
I'd be like,
if you
in
know
this
what I mean.
Room, you go do your butt stuff in there, and I'll get you as many butt bars as you want.
All right.
No? Aaron, do you disagree or agree?
I think we could just call Beth. I mean, she hasn't been on the station in a while, but she might
she
be able to help with
butt
that.
Stuff.
Even during the pandemic, we can't give up two segments. No, we're not going to do that. But
what are you talking about?
Beth likes to roll when
she
gets going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But
true.
Look, Lisa's backside is a huge asset. I'm a fan, but I don't know if I'm a fan of having to buy a Pure Bar.
Well, you know what? I bet you A-Rod buys one for J-Lo. because you got to keep up. Why? The,
it's
you
already
keep
been
up the caboose.
That was there well before they became an item. So what's he get? Whatever she's been doing to this point is just fine.
Just like any other part of your body, if you stop working on it, it gets saggy and loose. And then next thing you know, your wife's had this amazing ass, and now she doesn't take care of it, and it sags. She's walking around leaving a trail at the beach like a snail because her butt's dragging in the sand. You don't want that.
Aaron, did you answer? You're going to allow your wife to get this Pure Barre thing?
I mean, if she really wants to spend her money on it, and
her
use
money?
It. Go.
Oh,
for
y'all
it.
Got separate accounts?
Yeah.
No, we've got one account, but she has pocket money that she's allowed to spend on whatever she wants. I've got pocket money from our budget every month that I can spend on whatever I want.
How much of your money do you spend on whores? Tell the truth.
0.0.
Saving
up for really big fancy toys.
Like what?
Fancy guns and
whores.
Stuff like that.
Whores are fancy toys too. No, guns. What kind of gun you getting?
I'm saving up to build a really nice AR.
Oh,
little by little.
Okay. I like
build it yourself?
Yeah. Hey.
Wow.
I used to work with a gunsmith.
Well, there you go. That's one of the jobs I don't know if Barry had.
He never had a job with a gunsmith.
I don't think he's worked with a gunsmith. There you have it. We learn something new every week. All right. That'll wrap up another week of The Suspects. You guys have a great weekend. Barry, Aaron, you do the same. The Blitz is coming up next. They're going to take you into your weekend from now till 7 right here on ESPN 97.5. Go.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy. Houston's only FM sports station is now bringing you more talk with less commercials.
I heard so much talk.
Making that commute to work even better, even if it's just from the kitchen to the living room.
So, yeah, there's a lot of advantages.
ESPN 97.5.